This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
25 years ago, we were lining up to buy the first Beanie Babies. Bill Murray was stuck in Groundhog Day. And we couldn't help falling in love with UB40. In the background, Joy was busy being the only LGBTI voice across Melbourne and beyond. Imagine life without it. Keep us out, loud and proud. Sign up, renew or extend your membership with Radiothon. Head to joy.org.au. or call 1-300-JOY-949 now. Joy, 25 years proud.
Oh, my God, it is Joy 94.9. You're with Anastasia and the gorgeous Jace that's coming to the studio.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much for saving me.
For saving you?
Well, I had my mother planned. My mother was going to co-host.
Your mum was going to co-host with you tonight.
81-year-old Greek woman mother was going
to
co-host.
I can't live up to that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. That's what I'm worried about.
I'll do my best.
I'm sure you're going to do all right, though,
Do you know how long it's been since I've been in the studio at Joy doing a live show for the whole hour? I can't remember
long it's been that I've been behind a panel desk where I'll be operating the buttons tonight.
Anything could happen.
But you know what? It feels amazing. I feel like I'm in control.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a fabulous show.
Time will tell.
Now, the reason we're really here is to kind of course listeners into giving us their money, basically.
Yeah. What's happened to the Sydney crew? Not my cup of tea. They must be offered Vivid or something tonight.
Yes. But that's good. I really love that show. I think they're really
funny. They are hysterical.
They're good, aren't they?
But it's good because we get an hour to talk about Radiothon, which is absolutely vital, and you know, you would have heard us banging on about
We've been going on about it a lot, and I have to say, I was working at this place a couple of years ago, and I had a customer that was talking about the whole Radiothon, and he was whinging about it. He said, "Oh, look, I really like Joy, but you know, like all week you're talking about Radiothon and whatever," and he goes, "I'm not going to be a member. It shits me." And I
thought, "Wow,
well, that's okay.
You don't have
to. We do it once a year. That's all we do. We bang on about it for a week because we are a community radio station.
More than half, the majority of people listening right now that might be getting a little bit annoyed about the messages of Radiothon have probably not signed up yet. That's the fact. We have around 400,000 people listening a month, and about 0.4% of those people are joint members.
Imagine 0.5 joined.
That would be
that's
it would
our
be
job
great.
Tonight. Now listen, there is a little bit of pressure on us because they have invited Anastasia back in. I haven't been on air for about 6 months.
Yes.
The sole reason that I've been invited back is not because they adore me. It's about getting
they know you get results.
Okay? I'm results-based, if you know what I'm saying.
You're a tough Greek lady.
Exactly. Please, really, really consider becoming a member. We've got some fabulous prizes that we're going to be talking about throughout the whole show.
There are so many incentives, but the main incentive is that there needs to be an LGBTI voice on the radio, because you need to imagine what it would be like without a radio station dedicated to LGBTI news from our own perspective.
Do you know what's really funny?
Yeah.
We need a video because the hand gestures
I'm being very European right now, aren't I? It's the Dutch man in me that's trying to get out.
Yeah. Right now.
Give us a call on 1-300-JOY-949. The lovely Katie is out there helping us on the phones tonight, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
of course,
she's got a red number on tonight.
Looking good. She is ready to take your call. Of course, you can go online to joy.org.au. Should we get some tunes happening?
You are so prepped up, very experienced man. You know what we're going to listen to?
Yes.
I love this guy. This guy is Sam Sparrow.
He is good.
And this song is called American Boy.
Love
and it.
It
is so good. So turn it up. It's Radiothon. Get your little swipe cards out and become a member now. Why isn't it playing, Jason?
You can try. I don't know what you've done. You've hit the wrong button. Now press play. There you go. It's all happening.
That's
you're
better.
On Joy. 25 years
there.
Proud.
Happy Radiothon.
Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday. Take me to to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey, mister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath them. No, I ain't been to MIA. I heard that Cali never rains and New York's hard away. First, let's see the West End, show you to my brethren. I'm liking this American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. Would you be my American boy? Can we get away this weekend? Take me to Broadway. Let's go shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death, I'm liking those shell toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk, I'm liking this American. Oh, take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. Liking this American boy. Hello, my name is S-A-M-S-T-A-R-R-O-J-A-M, and I grew up into a man from a baby in a pram. I've got a lot to say, I've got a lot to do, and hopefully very soon I'll be in a town near you. We can party all night, I'll entertain the crowd. If you're anything like me, you like to hear it loud. I said Jamaica, Japan, and all around. To dip your chubby cheeks to my funky sound.
Would you be my
someday? Take me to Chicago, San Francisco Bay. I really want to come kick it with you. Would you be my American boy? American boy.
Oh, how good was that? Sam Sparrow.
I didn't know he did his own take on it.
Yeah, he's got a really, really beautiful voice.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is our radiothon 2018. Just chilling back, having a bit of a cocktail. I have a Sam Sparrow story.
Talk to us.
One of those really entertaining moments you get to have at Joy when you're a volunteer or
you
a staff member.
Meet him, did you?
Well, I did, because he came in here a couple of years ago for an interview. And, you know, in production, my day, you know, my role at Joy.
Oh, you didn't take him into that stinky booth.
I did.
Oh, no, it's tiny.
It was okay
smelly.
Back then. I wasn't as unfit and letting off the odors that I do now. He came in and he did some IDs, and I got to, you know, it's just really, it's one of the fun things I get to do at Joy. I get to have a bit of a banter with people that come in and do their little Joy IDs, and sure. I was just talking to him, and it got to K-pop, as it does in production
God,
at Joy.
Well,
he was telling
K-pop.
Me about how much he loved K-pop and all the like, stuff he knew about K-pop and the artists that he liked and tried to collaborate with and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
So I recorded the whole thing and then put it on Nation Pop Radio.
You're dodgy.
But he was on the microphone. It was an expectation it might be used.
Yeah, he's a brilliant artist. I find gorgeous. Him really sexy for a man.
He really is, and he's incredibly
is
talented.
Is he really tall like you?
Is he tall? I can't remember.
Oh, great.
He's a handsome man. That's all that matters.
Speaking of handsome, let's talk about
our Joy Radiothon prizes. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, now listen, I want to talk a little bit about the Joy Radiothon prizes because usually we give away a car.
Yes.
But if you've got a car,
some years.
But if you've already got a car, why would you want another one, really? Think about it. Right?
And then it becomes a hassle.
It's an expense.
You need to figure out what to do with the car.
You've got to pay registration. But we're giving away tickets to LA.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Seven nights accommodation. So I actually think it's better than a car. This
premium.
Is not me.
premium economy flights to LA.
Yeah.
With accommodation, I think, for, was it 7 or 8 days? I can't remember.
It's 7 nights, darling.
It's amazing. I've not been to LA, but if I won tickets to LA, I'd be on that plane.
Well, look, it's one of those places that you can get surgery done.
Or there's the beach.
Or there's the beach. But, you know, everyone's looking very glossy and special there. So
it's
if
a great,
you want to get work done for free, become a Joy member.
Okay.
If you want to be an individual, it's only $84.
Disclaimer, it does not include the work.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there are two very easy ways to sort out your membership.
Absolutely. Look, it's $84 to be an individual, $42 for concession. Family is only $124 and $300 for a business. You're really shocked that I know this off by heart.
You're doing...
You?
No, you've been brainwashed. You've done really well. I'm really impressed.
And I think most of our listeners are brainwashed because they listen to us quite a bit. There are some listeners out there that listen to us solely every day.
Yeah, let's get honest. It's not about brainwashing. It's about making sure that
we're
we get real.
We're a nice... We're a nice cult.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's about getting real. It's about reminding everyone that this doesn't happen without support, financial support. We've got
Absolutely.
Our sponsors, we've got our members, and we've got amazing volunteers that make it happen. But 300 people that are here doing, you know, producing amazing radio.
300 volunteers is extraordinary, isn't it?
Which would not know what to do with themselves tomorrow
so
if Chloe wasn't here.
300 volunteers and 396,000 listeners, and yet we've only got 0.4 of those listeners that are paying for a membership.
Mm.
Come on, we got to get something going here.
Have a think about the value you get out
like
of joy.
Salespeople right now?
Yeah. You're going to break out to your Franco Cozzo, aren't you?
Absolutely.
It is a grand sale, Radiothon 2018.
It is a grand sale.
But remember, you can sign up, renew or extend your membership. So even if you've still got 11 months of your membership, you can extend it now and you will be in the running to win our Radiothon prize if you do it before
Is it tax deductible as well, Jason?
The donations are.
Right.
That's another kettle of fish.
Yeah. Well, look, stick with us. You've got us for another 45 minutes. We're not only going to be banging on about Radiothon, we're going to share our stories. We may even drag in some people off the street to share their stories.
All right, looking forward to it.
But let's listen to some music. Now, the song that I've chosen for this evening is a bit of
Can I just like point out your microphone is going sideways? I don't know what you're doing there. Maybe put those headphones on.
I
know I'm the production guy. I'm sorry, but I'm freaking out here.
Hey, now listen, Em Rusciano.
Yep.
I don't know whether you're a fan of hers or not.
Who isn't?
I think she's incredible.
She's great.
But another thing that Joy helped us get through is the marriage equality campaign, okay? Mm. Now, Em Rusciano created this amazing song and dedicated all of her proceeds to this song. You're still laughing at me.
The way you're holding your microphone.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Anastasia and Jace. Become a member right now.
I'm supposed to be a daughter, a lover, a mother, a friend. I don't know how to be a mom yet. Tell me how to survive. Can I be them at the same time? Hey, be the versions of me. Not sure which I'm supposed to be. To be right, too loud, too smart, too big, too bright, defined through someone else's eyes. Gotta find my own stride, gotta find it on the inside. Hey, meet the versions of me. We get along and we disagree. If I'm not alright, taking it one day at a time, I'm fine with
be perfect. I climb, I fall and break. Haven't I learned yet?
Without your support. Sign up, renew or extend your membership this Radiothon. Head to joy.org.au or call 1300-JOY-949 now. Joy, 25 years proud.
The Melbourne Dragons are Melbourne's queer martial arts group. The Dragons welcome all people of all skill levels. Whether you want simply to take care of yourself, learn a new skill, or just want to have fun, from novice to experienced martial artists. Keep fit and meet some new people with the Melbourne Dragons. Find out more, head to facebook.com/Melbourne Dragons. A community message supported by Joy 94.9.
Not sure if you're aware, but Radiothon is here and we have kicked it off with a bang. But woo! Thank you very much for your support so far.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there is a lot more to come. Tomorrow, the tag team transport us back to the future as they bust out their baggy pants and take us to 1993.
Ooh.
John Oliver joins the daytime team to talk about the founding years of Joy.
Yeah!
The Melbourne Gay Lesbian Chorus cram into the studio to sing up a storm with Rachel Dean. Hopefully a little better than that. And Joy Radiothon is here and we are asking you to dig deep, join up as a member and donate us. Keep us out loud and proud.
No, it's donate us.
Your voice, your radio station, Joy, 25 years proud.
That was beautiful. Woo! That was amazing.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this Radiothon. Allies, there's a new way to show your love. Did you vote yes for marriage equality? Continue to show your support for the LGBTI community. Become an out loud ally of Joy. Receive bragging rights and a pack of Joy Out Loud Ally badges to wear proudly. Head to joy.org.au and click the Ally button on the homepage.
Joy 94.9, you're with Anastasia and the wonderful Jason, production manager.
Nothing stops for Anastasia. Like, when she wants to hit that mark, it's on.
It shouldn't. Hey, how am I doing behind the desk?
You're doing really well.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. You're popping a little less.
My hair's all out, but I'm okay. Hey, now listen. Take over, Jason.
Look, it's Radiothon and we love to share amazing, uplifting moments that have happened over 25 years of Joy. And
we're all about uplifting,
Radiothon.
We
really are. And it got me thinking, like, we celebrate the amazing stories, we celebrate the achievements, but we don't usually celebrate the awkward moments.
Oh,
and
there's always an awkward moment.
It's community radio. Like, Joy has so many amazing things, but we have a lot of awkward moments. I know I can think back to tired moments on air and I've had so many.
Yeah.
We've
I'm
all got a story.
One right now.
We've got 21st century women in the studio with us. On my left, I have Greta.
Woo!
On my right, I have Hannah.
Hello.
Do you have an awkward moment from on air, Greta?
I do. I really do. I used to host Monday Drive. And when I first did it, I did it with my friend Jackie. And she was great. She was a consummate professional. She was a professional. But then the second time I did it with another professional, Natalie Harris, who was actually on our show a few weeks ago, and you'll hear her voice tonight after 9 p.m. again on our show. She's a big supporter of Joy. And it was our first ever show together. And I had experience paneling and sort of doing all of the things. But you know when you're doing a show for the first time with someone, you want to really support and nurture them.
Yeah.
So they're feeling confident and everyone, there's good energy in the room. Because you can be quite, you know, a bit insecure. Like, was that good? Was it funny? Was it this? Was that? You know, all that sort of stuff comes up. So we did our first bit on air. And I forgot to turn off the mics.
Oh,
and
no.
For a good minute, you can just hear me going, that was so good. We were good. That was really good. We worked well together. I think we could. You were funny. I thought that thing I did was funny. This went on.
Can I just
for
say
a minute?
Something? I think every duo or people that work together say that because every time I get off with
every time you
my
get off.
Host, song break, how good were we? How amazing.
Wow.
Or worse, we need so to. We see, when you do don't get again. The SMSs. Drop that, leave that. Let's not do that again.
When you don't get the validation via SMS, yes. You need to talk yourself up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Hannah, do you have a moment?
Ozzy, you're done, Greta?
Yeah, I am, actually.
That was awkward.
Nah, I mean, okay, so Greta does a show with me, and as you know, I'm quite a, like your friend, Jackie, quite a professional.
Consummate.
And I was brought up in a Tasmanian, very refined background. And
that explains your
explains
refinement.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I couldn't bear embarrassing myself in front of a group of people. I always go to a certain Krishna restaurant before.
Anastasia went there tonight.
Did you go? He took. Oh, it's surprising to see you.
I knew what there. She was eating because I've been there many times before.
Oh, I'm. I think I'm friends with them because they heap my plate really high because I smile.
Are you serious?
They do.
Do you ding the bell when you leave?
I ding it with energy.
I ding it twice.
So, you know, if you can imagine, I go to, you know, that certain place every single night and I'd eaten a lot on this particular night. Yeah. And I couldn't leave because I was paneling. And
did you splatter?
So, oh, come on.
Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought I could leak it out. You know what I mean? A little better have it. You know what I mean?
I'm in the room with you when it happened.
She probably wasn't in the room this time. Better to have an empty house and a bad tenant, I say.
Oh.
And I leaked it out. And not long after, I heard Greta say, "Whoa! Did someone take their shoes off?" So I didn't even smell like a fart.
Do you know what it is? Like, it's the chickpeas.
It's like Gouda.
It's the chickpeas mixed.
You got to get used to it. Yeah.
And I was so mortified because, as I said, I'm very refined. Very refined individual.
Didn't know we were going
there.
But we did.
You're quite elegant.
I'm a very elegant person. Not at all a bush beer.
All right, we're going to share more awkward stories after this.
We're going to keep going.
You know, there's plenty of people at Joy. We're going to find them.
Become a member. Joy.org.au is where you head over to.
Yes, or you can call 1300-JOY-949. Katie's on the line, but you really have to think about supporting Joy because we need you. We love you. We must have you.
Now, who's a fan of Beyonce's little sister, Solange, who's just been playing?
Very much.
I love cilantro.
Cilantro?
Me too.
25
I think proud. You're on Joy. Salon
Throne. Enjoy. The rain and the sunshine. Would ooh, baby, built up these walls of mine. And I can't see you or breathe you. Cause there's trouble right beneath you. Baby, come pick me up in your ride.
94.9. Oh, my God. Beyonce's little sister Solange there with Sandcastle. She's so good.
She performed in Sydney.
She did.
On the weekend.
Yeah. Apparently, it was a fantastic concert. Mr. Conrad Brown, he used to be our CEO here.
Apparently, it was hard to get into.
Yes. Yes.
Or Conrad or the concert?
Oh, my God.
The concert, the opera house.
Michael, our music director, has just entered the studio.
Hello.
Dirty, dirty man. Have I got you on?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
I can hear myself, I think.
Yes.
It's hard to say.
Happy Radiothon.
Thank you very much.
Now, I bet you're really busy now with all your music directing. Are you directing everybody around?
Well, I'm trying to, but they're all just, everyone got their mind their own. They just think, oh, we'll do what we like this week.
Oh, God. Wait till I come back.
I know.
What's your policy on if someone becomes a member? Do they get a song?
Well, right now, they can, yes,
yeah?
That's
cool.
Right.
All right, there you go.
Let us know, joy.org.au.
Oh, that would be awesome. So if you renew your membership or become a member, I'd prefer a new member.
Well, just we get sort to play out your membership during our show tonight,
exactly,
and we will play a song of your choice if it's on our playlist.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
Head over to joy.org.au.
If we don't have it, we'll make our music director go find it and get it on.
Exactly.
Oh, challenges.
Okay, now, Jason, you started up a little conversation a little bit.
I did. Like, I think we should celebrate our awkward moments on Joy. We're community radio. We have many of them. Mm. I have had a plethora of them over the years. Have you had one?
Oh, look, I reckon I've had so many, but right now I feel frozen in my brain and I can't think of one, so I'm going to pass it over.
Michael?
Look, I did drive. I was on Greta. I did drive for a little while. The cursed Monday drive.
All right.
So, Murphy's, good luck to you.
Hello to the Murphys.
Good luck to you for getting. We'll see if you can make a year. There was once an interview with a lesbian comedian who we thought would, you know, be fun. A comedian would be funny, and we could just say stuff and they'll just go on a tangent and they'll be hilarious and there's 10 minutes of a great interview. It was probably easier pulling teeth from a chicken than trying to get this comedian to give us anything.
Have you done that before?
No, I've seen videos.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I think it was probably easy doing that or milking a bull, you want to do, right?
Yeah.
But she wasn't all that forthcoming. And it was a live interview, live to air in the studio.
Did you really like this comedian as well? Because it sucks when you get someone into the interview and it just doesn't happen and you walk away like, I don't think she likes me.
No, I didn't cry too much. I have no heart, so it's okay. So that was fine. But it made really difficult radio to make because you have this person who won't talk to you.
Mm. Mm.
Well, look, it's a big ask to get somebody on the
air. Who's got a big ask?
I mean,
it's a big ask.
Thank you. I have a few. And also drive, when I was doing drive with Trace.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed a musician and thought I was really clever with a bit of a, a reflection on one of her earliest songs. And she basically live on radio said, I think you're confusing me with another musician.
Oh,
and that
no.
wasn't my song. And it got worse. It really got worse. And I was just frozen. And there were two musicians in the studio at the time. And one of them came up to me later and had to make sure I was okay and said, shit happens. It's okay. She'll get over it. And it stuck with me for, all these years. But, I'm sure that's just one of the many things that I did in a strange way that I actually remember. But the other one was
off air at the moment.
quality. This is quality, right? The two of us, quality.
Tuesday brekkie with Taryn, and I admitted to blowing my nose and my socks at night when I couldn't be bothered getting out of bed.
Stop. That in itself, I don't know why you would do that.
That is a winner.
And then bring it up every radiothon.
Every single time.
I'm refined now.
Are you still using the same socks?
I now live in Deer Park with refined people.
No wonder you live in Deer Park. Snot City.
No, come on. It's a lovely place. But, awkward moments. I think it makes joy.
Yeah, well, look, we are really an awkward Joy community radio station, but we've been around for 25 years.
Yep. We don't do it without your support.
Exactly.
Michael, how can people support us?
You can support us in many different ways. The best thing you can do is become a member right now, now.
Yeah.
Not 5 minutes in later, now. Mm. There are two ways to do it. The easiest, the quickest is at joy.org.au, or you can give Katie a call at 1300 joy 949. I know we've had a couple of people sign up.
Yes. Well, we've had a donation from Matt from Soul Provider. You remember Matt from Soul Provider?
Oh, I love Matt. Amazing Thank show. Thank you so much, Matt.
Great percent of the work he used to put into
Plays
that program.
Incredible music
My
as well,
God.
Yeah.
Thank you for the $50 donation, Matt. Of course, we have also had a message from Shane saying, loving listening to you and Jace, both freaking superstars. Shane.
Oh, I love
he's
Shane.
He's lovely. I love listening to him on Joy.
Had fun with him on Friday.
Yeah?
Oh, he's great, yeah.
And Brett has also signed up for a membership. Thank you so much,
Thanks, Brett. Keep
in Melbourne.
Going.
Melbourne.
Yeah, fantastic.
All the way to Melbourne.
It's a long way.
It really is.
It's a long way down.
0427 joy 949 if you've got something to say, but, you know, do the Googling, joy.org.au, and sign up, renew, or extend your membership now as part of our radiothon.
Let's do it. I love this song, a bit of Jesse J with DJ Cassidy. You're on tour, yeah.
Tonight. Let love start.
Let love start.
Calling all party people in the place to be. We're gonna celebrate tonight and rock out with the family.
Let it start.
104.9, you're with Anastasia and Jace. That was Calling All Hearts by DJ Cassidy, Robin Thicke or Thicke, and a bit of Jessie J.
You're a Jessie J fan?
Yeah, I think she's really sexy.
We, Asian Pop Radio, were reporting on Jessie J. She won a huge TV competition in China recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they opened it up and they had international guests as part of that show, and she won the competition. Imagine it like being an international superstar and then you finally break the Chinese market and there's another 1.3 billion people.
You love Chinese, all Chinese, anything Chinese, right?
I guess.
Hey, now listen, we need to reiterate to the listeners how important it is to be a part of this cult.
Yeah.
It's a good cult. It's a really good cult.
Joy needs you. Like, let's get real. We can't be here without our members, our sponsors. Our members get to have a say.
Yep.
And
you
help
get
shape
an opportunity
Joy
to come on air.
You really do. There are so many benefits. You can win prizes all the time. You get to wear that LGBTI badge with honour.
Exactly.
And you might be an ally. And we've got an awesome membership sort of like set up. The new thing for allies specifically to say thank you for being an ally. You know, kind of make it real, make it official, be an ally of Joy, right?
Absolutely.
And we've actually had a membership come through once again. Thank you so much from Rebecca in
thanks,
Newport.
Rebecca.
Rebecca has said, from this Straighty 180 to everyone at Joy, keep up your amazing...
Keep it up!
Keep it up, Jace. Keep up your amazing
at all times,
uplifting...
Keep it up.
Keep up your amazing uplifting and important work, and received a membership from Rebecca. Thank you so much, all the way in Newport. We're just ever so slightly going a little bit further towards my house in Deer Park. Let's try to find someone in every suburb between Newport and Deer Park to sign up tonight and support Joy. So we've got Sunshine West,
Sunshine,
Albion. I hear
See,
peeps.
If my mum agreed to co-host with me tonight, she would have been calling all this stuff out. So she says Sunshine, not Sunshine, Sunshine.
Where are the Westies? Let's get the Westies involved. The more and more LGBTI
let's get more
people
wogs
and allies
involved.
Are moving to the West.
Let's get them on.
Support Joy.
Exactly.
So we've got family
back
membership. Obviously, family membership. We've got a concession membership, which is always handy.
Do you want me to? Why don't you say what they are, and I'll say the prices because I've memorised them.
Okay, so what's a family membership?
It's $124. Thank you very much.
Bing. Okay, what's a concession membership?
$42.
Bing. Okay. Actually, they haven't gone up since you weren't on air. You might be giving people a discount. A business membership
is $300.
Bing.
And
an organisation membership. You might be an organisation. You might have good organisational skills.
Right.
This is for you.
Exactly.
How much is that?
I don't know, Adele.
It's $165.
Wasn't expecting it.
Family membership?
Is $124.
Bing! Individual.
I just did that, $84.
I'm making sure we push it away. Concession?
<He's>
All right, good stuff. Under 18, we haven't done that yet.
That's $22, darling.
Oh, you
so
can
it's pretty,
stay.
Look, honestly, it is, in all serious no, it is, in all serious no, or seriousness, it's actually really dirt cheap. It's once a year that you pay this out.
Yeah.
So
it's good value.
Exactly.
You get to have Joy 24/7.
Exactly. Hey, now listen, we'll stop on the salesmanship for
okay,
about
good.
5 seconds.
Sure.
Let's talk about what Joy actually means to us.
Yeah.
And I want to find out a little bit more about you because I've known you for about 8 years,
We've
but I've never ever known your story and what brought you to Joy. I know that you identify as a gay man sometimes. I'm not sure, but I want to know your story.
So what's my story? My God. And it's really funny.
And if you're comfortable enough to share your coming out story.
Oh, my God. I share everything. This is the thing I love about Joy because I have been blessed to be a staff member at Joy for nearly 11 years. I wrap up in a few weeks and move on to other stuff.
Yeah. Unemployment.
My couch.
Centrelink, here I come.
Having some long service.
Moccasins.
No, I'm just
not
having
that
some
everyone
long
wears moccasins, but no, I'm just imagining you.
Oh, no, I've got clog moccasins. You know. I've got cloggersons at home. For real. I've got cloggersons. I'll go home and slip into them tonight when I get there.
Oh, my God, why aren't we wearing them now?
I should have. I didn't get the memo. No, look,
I've got a visual of you knocking back like an international roast coffee, having a durry, and outside the front of Centrelink gone.
Okay,
big
come on, let's not stereotype.
No, but you know, I'm trying to be funny.
Anyway, what would you like to know? Should we go to a song and talk about
it? No, we're back to coming out story.
I guess you're talking about internalized homophobia, and I was there. Like,
wow.
I was so weirded out by gays when I was a kid. In grade four, I got picked on by a bunch of guys for being gay, and it was awful.
What gave it away?
I didn't even know.
It wasn't the Parkinson's, wasn't it?
No, do you know what it was? It was like there was a, like a really close, like two really close friends, and I was the third wheel, and I was getting like they were really like one of them really started to like me, and we'd hang out, and the other one got jealous and started this thing. But at the time, I didn't know that's what it was about, so they're just giving me shit, you know. So then for years, I just thought it was a bad thing. Oh, I don't know. Darling. I don't think so, but I just thought it was a bad thing, and I don't know. It just took a little while for the wheels to turn, and I tell you that. I came out, and I shared this with Michelle on Stand Up Straight, but I came out on the night of the opening ceremony of the Olympics because I was a proud Aussie and all I wanted was to watch the opening ceremony.
Taking
and,
over the
and,
Olympics.
And have some pride for my country, you know what I mean? And I did. I was looking forward to that day so much. I was so proud. I was such a proud little Aussie and I really wanted to just
So take us there. How did you say it?
I wanted to have a weight off my shoulder, so I was a bit down and I knew I wanted to tell my mum. And I told her that night and she said, we had a bit of a cry and she said, that's cool. I always knew. And I said, but I asked you this a little while ago. Am I gay?
You said, no. I'm really immature because I've still got the clogs.
The clogs. I was wearing my clogs.
In my head.
Oh, my God.
I've just got this visual of you and your mum having this moment of you being coming out as a gay man and you're wearing your clogger moccasins.
Clock through the house.
Like it's just, it's too funny, but it's also very real and it's who you are. Oh, and your mum, I've met your mum. She's really lovely.
She is. She's incredibly supportive and she always has been. And dad has been. And you know what? Like, there'll be people listening that are probably at that point, like, where they're thinking if they want to come out or not. And that's up to you. Like, that's your journey. That's for you to decide when you want to, if you want to do that, you know? And for me, I just needed that weight off my shoulder and I needed to sort of... make it a bit more real and enjoy the opening ceremony of the Olympics. And
so you made it about you.
And soon after that, gold star, gold medal performance. Soon after that, I think I dated my first boyfriend and we broke up three times because it was young. We were young.
Were you doing the breaking up?
No. He ditched me three times and I kept going back. And the sad thing was I was in Nari. I lived in Nari and he lived in St. Albans and it would take 2 days to get there back in those days. And I had an EA Falcon,
my
man.
My first girlfriend.
Do you know how much petrol I went through?
Can I just say, my first girlfriend was from St. Albans, right?
Yeah.
And we'd go out, like we'd go, you know those, remember those also foundation parties, like winter days and whatever? We'd go to those parties. She lived in St. Albans. I lived in Avondale Heights. And she'd say, darling, don't say, like, just say we live in Toorak. Like, do not tell them where we live.
Fancy place now. We couldn't afford to move into St. Albans.
St. Albans is a crack up of a place, isn't it?
It's such a nice area nowadays.
I love it.
It was then. But so I guess I was a bit down and a friend told me about Joy and I started listening to Joy and I was like, I'm going to try and find out about getting involved at Joy. And I wrote to like Sin 90.7 and I wrote to Joy and I wrote to 3CR, the radio station, and Casey because I always loved radio and I wanted to get into it and I didn't know how. Yeah. And it was Marg Gardner, who was one of the volunteer coordinator at the time, asked me to get involved. 14 years later, here I am.
And you know, that's the great
thing.
Thank
you, Mark.
And that, you know what? You know what the great thing about Joy is that, like you just spoke about some other community radio stations that you didn't immediately get in. It feels sorry for people.
to their credit, they got back to me, but it didn't work for me.
It takes the people that other radio stations won't, and that's what makes Joy.
makes
Joy accepting and loving, and it's a community radio station.
The door's always open.
You need to become a member. Do it now. Don't think about it too much. It's $84 as an individual, $42 for concession, family $124, business is $300. Joy.org.au is the website. There's amazing prizes. One of the best prizes is you get to go to LA. 7 nights accommodation for free. It's better than a car.
It's an amazing trip. And it sounds like you really need a car. You keep bringing it up. Do you want me to buy your car?
I've so got a car and I don't actually need it.
Okay,
so
good.
I think, honestly, I can't say enough. Right. LA is better than a car. You know what we're going to do? We're going to giggle off air. We're going to play some musica.
Do it.
And then we're going to come back
hear?
And we're going to talk all about me.
All right,
we're going to talk about being liberated and feeling free.
Like a chicken.
You're right. Exactly.
You're on Joy. You gotta have pride.
It's 1997. Tasmania formally decriminalises homosexuality. The Gay Panic Defence is upheld by the High Court of Australia. The first Chill Out Festival happens in Daylesford and Joy moves its transmitter to the CBD to broadcast stronger and further than ever before. And this track became one of our anthems for the year and the decade. Here's Ultranate with Free.
Joy 94.9, 25 years proud, the soundtrack to our community.
Ago, Whoopi was entertaining us with Sister Act, Mariah was on fire, and 90210 was the only postcode we wanted to be seen in. Melbourne's LGBTI community were also giving birth to our own radio station. 25 years later, we're still your voice, your radio station, but we can't do it without you. Become a member now. Head to joy.org.au or call 1300-JOY-949. Joy. 25 years proud.
Do you feel like you are experiencing a personal challenge and need someone to talk to? If you want to chat about what you are going through in an inclusive, non-judgmental and confidential environment, VAC has counsellors that are here for you. Whether it's anxiety, depression or dealing with a recent diagnosis, it's always okay to ask for help. Call VAC on 9865 6700 to see what your options are, or visit the website at vac.org.au. Don't forget to tune in to Well 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 every Thursday at 8 PM here on Joy 94.9. VAC, a proud sponsor of Joy.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this radiothon. This year, there's a new way to show your love. Grab a Joy Passionate Supporters Pack, complete with our 25-year T-shirt, commemorative pin and our bumper sticker. But hurry, there's only 250 tees available. Head to joy.org.au and click the Passionate Supporter button now. Joy, 25 years proud.
24 years proud. I don't know why I got rid of a year there, but no, it's 25 years proud. I'm so proud to be part of this community radio.
You buy 24 and get the 25th free.
Exactly. But it's so nice to be back here.
Yes, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you remember that day we were at High Point and I bumped into you at...
You mean Knife Point?
I reckon High Point gets a bad rap. I like it.
Oh, come on, mate.
I did grow up at Fountain Gate, you realise.
But yeah, we bumped into each other. It was quite awkward though, wasn't it?
It was, because like, we were both in the women's clothes section.
Yeah.
Just looking for something that fits me
what
nowadays.
What are you actually buying?
I don't know. You know, because I hate clothes shopping. I have no idea. I was probably just like in a panic thinking I needed to buy clothes for something. And
I reckon I was in a panic as well.
Hey, your coming out story.
Coming out. We've got a lot of time.
Yeah, well, tell me.
I'm
like,
always
60
out.
Seconds.
I'm
go.
Always coming out. Well, my coming out story is very quick. I'll be quick and easy because it's actually a really long one. I ended up falling in love with my sister's best friend, basically. Aww. And she was 2 years older than me. I knew her from high school, but I met her years later at Metro, a club that I used to go to every Friday night. And I used to buff my hair out go with my best friend Helen. Yeah. And I'd pick up guys. Like, I was that chick that was just hungry. Every time I'd smell aftershave, I'd be there sniffing necks.
Yeah, you've
and
sniffed me a few times
getting,
over the
exactly,
years.
Exactly, getting with guys.
Withdrawals.
And I saw... this girl that I used to go to school with, my sister's best, one of her best friends, and I was like, oh my God, how hot is she? Cut a long story short, we ended up getting together. We ended up dating, and then we ended up together for 6 years. So I ended up coming out with her, but I had a boyfriend, and she had a boyfriend at the time as
right.
well. Now, my family, imagine, hardcore Greeks, religious, and I had to come out and tell my parents that, you know, this chick was my girlfriend. And she used to come over and hang out with my mum.
Mm.
You know, and she was known as the very attractive hairdresser that was engaged to a Greek guy.
Right, yep.
So, look, my coming out story was quite tragic. My parents didn't speak to me for a couple of years and they were devastated. Mm. And so was I. I was devastated. I didn't want to be a leso. Yeah. I really didn't want to be a leso. But then I embraced it. And ever since then, I've kind of, you know, I'm still a leso, I think.
And where are your folks at now?
Depends what's going on, how desperate I am. Oh, they are so loving and accepting around
so they came around.
Oh, absolutely.
But it took some work,
I mean, they're always asking, are you going to find someone? Like, what's going on? So, and again, the reason I find joy so special is that I actually came out via the Joy airwaves. Mm. So I used this medium to come out to other family members that I felt a lot of shame around. So I used to tell people, you know, cousins, oh, yeah, I'm on Joy. And that was my way of saying, hey, I'm gay. Listen to me.
That's lovely.
How gorgeous is that?
That's your story.
That's my story.
Joy's got 25 years of stories and hopefully 25 years more.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we need your support. So what do we want people to do, Anastasia?
We really want people to give us a call. Katie's got her little boots on tonight.
It's gone quiet. I'm a little bit disappointed. I know there's people probably thinking about signing up or donating, and I would really love to hear the phone ring just one more time before
so
the show.
So would I. 1-300-569-949 is the number. Or you can head over straight to our website, joy.org.au.
Or if you've got a friend and you don't feel like paying for your membership this week, maybe you want to do it next week, guilt trip them tonight.
Exactly.
Guilt trip them. We've got plenty of programming coming up after Joy, after us.
If you've ever wanted to be part of a cult.
You make it sound really nasty.
This is it. This is the cult you want to be a part of.
All right. Do you want to play a track? And then we'll say goodbye?
I think we're going to have to
say goodbye now.
Jace, this is, look, I was just warming up. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joy, for having me, for letting me take over your airwaves for an hour. Just to remind you, it costs $115.91 to have an hour of Joy. You'll be catching me on the airwaves very, very soon. Ooh. Or we'll be coming back. So thanks for listening, Jace. Thanks for keeping me company.
Thanks for having
me. You're
not
as good as what my mum would have been, but you come close.
That's true.
Thank you so much.
I will live with that.
Joy Radiothon, happy Joy. And who's up next?
21st Century Women, Greta and Hannah, coming back in the studio in about 3 minutes' time.
See you later.
Guys. Radiothon, sign up now.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate, and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.